Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate Thuliso Tipanyane, who's the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So it's obviously, as we look at our unemployment rates and our unemployment figures, we're looking at what's going on during lockdown. You must just shake your head, because the disparity among South Africans is just growing daily, I would imagine.
Yes, almost all the socioeconomic indicators are really not positive. And as you say, we still remain one of the most unequal countries in the world in terms of wealth. We are seeing high levels of gender-based violence. We are seeing poor service deliveries. And unfortunately, you know, are still to a large extent a legacy of the racist system which we come from. And also, I think, the inability then of even the new government to try and narrow the gaps, you know, and ensure that, you know, the ideals which are in our constitution, you know, are attained.
And, yeah, because we're definitely moving further away from it, whether it's COVID or not. But as many have said, that this disparity and the economic situation was a precondition. It was almost a comorbidity. It's not as though we were in great shape beforehand.
Yes, I think to a large extent, you know, COVID-19 highlights the fault lies in our societies, but at the same time, you know, puts an extra burden already on a very shaky and a weak governance system in our country.
What we see with this, these outbursts of xenophobia, we see these outbursts of racism happening from time to time in South Africa. Is that a reflection of who we really are as South Africans? Or is it perhaps a reflection maybe of our own desperation?
I mean, I don't think it reflects who we are. It reflects our whole history has been shown that, you know, we've been a country committed to fight non-racialism.
Absolutely.
We live in harmony. You look at the Freedom Charter, you look at the philosophy of Ubuntu. Unfortunately, the reality is that, you know, the harsh and adverse conditions sometimes, you know, bring the worst out of people or push people different ways. I mean, you take the issue of the Second World War and what happened in Germany. What happened in many other parts of the world where you have this kind of situations when people are pushed into a corner, some people then manipulate those situations and basically, you know, influence people to behave in a certain manner. So in the case of xenophobia in South Africa, we saw Afrophobia, like in 2008. Clearly, one thing which cannot be denied is that much of these things happen, you know, amongst people who are at the lower end of our economy who are struggling just to survive. You don't see this type of behavior in Houghton or Sandton Square or wherever.
I mean, we're laughing, but it's actually a very, very concerning point, because what that does do is create an environment in South Africa, and I'm not going to name any political party, but where a political party on one fringe or another could take advantage of the vulnerability and the terrible situation that people are in order to garner more support in perhaps not necessarily the most positive aspects.
Yeah, and that is actually unfortunate and wrong and should be condemned. I mean, any political party which is in parliament has taken an oath to uphold the values of our country. So if they're not going to start playing those games to gain political advantage at the expense of the future of this country, at the expense of the what we want to achieve as a country, which will ultimately then, you know, take this country to a brink, that's a very, very high level of irresponsibility as far as I'm concerned.
So where to from here? What are our options?
Well, you know, we had a conference last week on our second national conference on racism, and we need to engage in these issues more. Clearly, I think we could have done better as the commission, as a country, to live up to those ideals. We have an Equality Act, which is not really fully being implemented. And we need to address the underlying factors which feed into this polarization. And the same issues around gender-based violence. Why are most women in our country living in fear? Why are men going out killing, slaughtering women? No, why are so we should basically be addressing those things. So basically, racism, you know, has its own feeders, has its own factors which sustains it. Then we need to undo all those things if we want to make progress in our country.
And unfortunately or fortunately, at least we know what the answer is. We know how we moved people towards an environment where in fact we want the best for each other and that we don't turn on each other in absolute desperation. We need to provide jobs and we need to create an environment where people have dignity.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's very clear that the current situation and us fit into other narratives. And one might say short-term gains, long-term losses.
Absolutely. Advocate Tsilisa Tipanyane, Chief Executive Officer of the South African Human Rights Commission, thank you for taking the time to join us.